So, Catherine, in the intro that I recorded, I refer to myself as internet famous.
Yeah,
You heard that.
I think so.
What is that okay?
I don't know. What else would you call it?
I don't know. Well, I mean, it does it seem brag? People, some people thought it seemed braggy.
Oh, do they have suggestions of how you should be less braggy? Or did they just criticize you with no positive feedback?
There was positive. There was lots of positive feedback about the podcast, but I think that sometimes we as folk don't like to call out the things that that we have that other people want, and that makes sense. That I wouldn't be like talk about like how perfect my child is or something. The thing is, I think that it would be better for society in general if we recognize the things that we have that other people don't, and discuss the difference in power balance that exists in the world instead of being like, no, it doesn't exist. Like,
I'm just a normal
I have,
guy.
yeah, I'm, this is not, I'm
It's not
not,
true.
it's
It's
all
really
lies.
very abnormal.
Relatable is lies. Lots of things in my life are normal. But not all of them, and one of those things is that I have an audience and have to think about the impact that my the things that I put onto the internet will have, or should think about that. If I don't, then I
Yes.
think I'm doing it wrong, and that's the whole point of the podcast.
Boop boop. Ba-doop ba-doop. Intro music.
Hello, I'm Hank Green, and I'm internet famous. My wife, Catherine Green, has had just about enough of my BS, and she's quite possibly had enough of yours as well. Together, we're about to take a look back at the last week by reading, discussing, and critiquing my tweets. Welcome to Delete This.
Excuse my voice and energy level.
We just got back from Portland where we went to see a concert and had a really great time together and saw my parents and some friends, and so we just got off the plane and are
Oh,
pretty zonked.
I had a cold,
Catherine still is getting over a cold.
and coming down in the airplane, I got that thing
The head
right.
thing.
Oh man, and I can't really hear very well, so.
We're doing the podcast now. We're in it.
Great, let's go.
Catherine and I just recorded a pilot episode where we discuss of a podcast where we discuss and critique my Twitter feed. What should we call it?
It's not even what it said. A pilot of an episode where we discuss and critique my Twitter feed. It was really good.
That's not a
An
great tweet.
episode. Nope.
I didn't know that I did that until just now. People had no idea what I meant. I assumed that they meant a video thing because I didn't say a podcast. People gave us suggestions.
Lots of suggestions.
Some
That
of them
was
were very
very
good.
nice.
Nicole said bird watching.
Ooh.
Sir 5000 said don't at me, which is what we named that episode,
That's,
but
yeah.
and we discussed that name, but there are at least one other good ongoing successful podcast with that name.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yep. Twitical analysis, I really liked.
But then you'd have to say that every week, right?
Welcome to Twitical Analysis.
Go.
I could do it. Other people said twitique, and I did not like twitique. That was even worse to say out loud every once a week. Catherine's making a face.
Yeah. Oh wait, I'm getting it now.
Twitter pated? You didn't get it? I was like, I really like this one. Twitter pated, and Catherine's like, no.
Getting the bird theme now.
Well, it's also the name of Twitter. That's
I
what.
know I forgot about the fact that there was a bird, and that's what the bird watching one was about.
Yeah.
I'm dumb,
Okay.
guys.
Yeah, there's a bird. Twitter is tweets. It's like a
I
bird.
yes, I'm there. Thanks. We don't have to.
I call the next twitness from Jason. And then Sir 5000 again, as well as Don't At Me, suggested delete this, but with the memeified misspelling from the 2016 meme. I assume that, I don't know if that's pronounced delete this or what,
Delete
but I
this.
just decided to go with delete this with the full normal spelling so that
Right.
people wouldn't be confused when they were maybe were looking it up.
There isn't another podcast called Delete
There is
This.
not a, there's a podcast called Delete This Podcast.
Oh.
The idea is that to delete this podcast, It's not called the Delete This podcast or anything. So I felt as if we were safe naming our podcast Delete This.
Whatever.
And I would
like...
It's
not like you'll get confused. Come to this podcast to be something different.
Yeah. It would be... Yep.
Something real different, guys.
Trademark is so 1999. Do you want to tell me to delete a tweet every week? Like you have the power to delete one of my tweets a week?
Yeah, if I want to.
Okay. Do you have anything that you think maybe is deletable from this week?
I'll let you know when we get there.
Okay. Well, I may not have put it in the... Because we've decided to not do every single tweet.
Yeah, that's probably...
That was a bad idea. Probably. It got a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
So, but we're gonna jump into a little bit of recap of the week. If you remember, early last week, a thing happened that caused me to tweet this. Judging from my Twitter feed right now, I am supposed to learn the name of another ridiculous Trump aide, but I'm going to remember the name of the woman that I met at Pilates today instead. Her name was Miranda. She seemed nice. Do you remember who this person was that was going on news shows and being dumb?
No, because I haven't been able to engage in that way.
Yeah. Did that even hit your radar?
Not really. Maybe something, a woman, she was blonde.
No, different.
Okay, then no.
This was a guy who was like going on the news shows and saying, I got subpoenaed by Mueller or Mueller or however it's pronounced, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm gonna rip that subpoena up. I'm not gonna go on that. That's all hooey. I'm just gonna take that piece of paper and tear it. And it'll be a, and it was like sort of.
No, that did not
hit you.
Happen to me.
It was the whole feed. Every, like 90% of tweets I was seeing was about this.
Let's see. What was I doing on March 5th? Not that. I got a massage that day.
That was probably instead. A better thing to do. And we went to Pilates together, which was great. And now that's so gone. It was such a big story. Everybody was talking about it. And it is, I can't remember his name.
Well, Monday comes along and everybody's like, what happened? Give me something to talk about that's not the work I'm supposed to be doing here at work. Or like,
probably some truth in
that. I need to make some content. What's the hottest take on the plate?
And we need to get some guests on our cable news shows. Yeah. And so everybody will have this guy. I can't remember his name, which is great. That's what I said I was going to do, is not remember his name, and I succeeded.
That's a good job. However, you did lie about the second part of the strip.
That's not true.
Okay.
I did meet a woman at Pilates. I can't remember her name. It was not Miranda.
Correct. That's... So, how is that not a lie?
Okay. Well, it is... to be fair, I remembered her name when I tweeted this. I fake-named... Because I didn't want to...
Ah.
So I gave a fake name.
Okay.
But now I have forgotten the real name.
Okay.
She's the instructor with the calves. She looks like the woman from Chocolat. Moving on. Same day. My phlebotomist today was very open with the news that she was quite new to the field of poking people with needles. Mm. She did a great job, though. Everybody had a first day. This tweet went through some revisions.
Yeah. I believe it, because that's not the story I heard. And this is just the thing, like,
yeah.
You're making these little things for people.
They're pieces of content.
Yeah, you're not making them for me.
No.
You're not making them for you.
A little bit for me. Like, I'll remember what that was about.
Yeah, I guess.
But, like, and also, like, this is true. Like,
right.
Nothing in this tweet
Everybody
isn't true.
Everybody had a first day, sure. And but I think that, like, yeah, you were like, how do I say this and make it...
Mr. Rogers worthy.
Exactly. WWMRD.
Let me give you a quote from the conversation I had with my phlebotomist. Mm. This is the people who take your blood at the hospital. Is this a vein or an artery? This was not me speaking. This was the person who's tasked with the removal of my blood. I don't know. I feel like Look, I'm a young man. I have healthy blood pressure and healthy vein size diameter. She probably takes a lot of blood from people who don't have nice beefy veins the way I do. Mm-hmm. And so was maybe surprised by the ease with which she could locate my vein. But I don't need to hear it.
Don't you get, like, anatomy?
I assume.
Stuff?
Yeah. And I was like, well, there's only one way to find out. I mean, I've had my blood taken so many times.
Yeah.
That it is not a... And I was like, she's got her finger on my vein. Like, I know that that's my vein. Yeah. And yeah, I, like, that's the one that they take it out of. And, yeah, so I was not worried that she really was going to hit an artery.
Right.
But if she did hit an artery, whatever. That's okay. I would have bled a bunch.
Just a slightly troubling thing for the person who's about to...
It did
needle you to say
that there was some oversharing.
Your like ability to be like, cool, go for it, is amazing. Because I would have been like, hey now, no, hands off the person.
Next phlebotomist.
Can we get at least maybe like a third party in here?
Yeah.
Who can be like, you, that's the one, honey.
Yeah, you touch my vein and tell if it's an artery or not.
Yeah.
I've gotten poked a lot of times.
Well, all the more reason to be like, do it right.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess that vein up. It's real good.
That's a good one.
I have, if they go on my left arm, sometimes there's trouble. So I just make them do my right arm. And yeah,
my left arm is less good than my right arm.
Yeah. So I just give them that good one. And if they mess that one up, I wouldn't like it.
Probably
I don't know what happens.
Just because of the handedness, do you think?
Yeah, yeah. You use your right arm more, so there's more blood supply to it.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I mean, like, I'm looking
at... You can tell. You can see it.
I'm looking at both of my arms, and, like, my right arm is like, veiny mother! And my left arm is like, hello, anyone?
I'm a there? Sweet, delicate piece of human machinery. I can do nothing well.
Pretty much. I'm just here to balance it out.
Yeah, it'd be real weird if we didn't have a second hand. I'm there to hold something while the other hand does something to it.
Right.
does something useful.
It's so weird when you start thinking about your body in terms of strength. Like, my left side of my body, just like, I just don't even have as much proprioception.
Yeah.
Over there. I'm like, I don't know where my elbow is on my left side.
Yeah.
But I'm like very aware of my whole right arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, your brain, like, as you start, like, you're just, there isn't enough motor cortex to do it everywhere.
It's cuckoo.
It's cuckoo. All right.
That is cuckoo.
It's one of our many taglines.
I'm making phrases, guys. Just let me know if you like cuckoo. I'll bring it back.
This is our next tweet from that same day, March 5th, which, to be clear, was Saturday?
Monday.
What am I looking
at? You're in April.
I'm looking at April. Wait, that's the wrong way. Wait, no, which way is March?
Oh, my God.
I'm really bad with months.
Takes bad at months. Just go to today, sweet boy.
Okay.
And then backwards.
You're the best. So that was... We're still hanging out here on Monday.
Real good at internet.
Oh, shush. Tell me... so somebody tweeted... I don't know who this is. When will I know I'm adult? Me. When you have a favorite spatula. This rang true with me and a number of other people, so I quote tweeted this. We'll talk about quote tweets later in the episode.
Great.
And I said, tell me about your favorite spatula. And I got some people to tell me about... So what's your favorite spatula, Catherine?
What type of spatula are you talking about? You talking about a flipper or are you talking about a scraper? Because
right, I did
that
not
word
know.
Can be used to mean two different things.
I did not know about the thing that efficiently removes pancake batter from a bowl that was called a spatula.
That's what I think of when I think of spatula. Although I do
is that
use,
a New England thing?
Though I do use the other that word to mean the other
the flipper
too because. Hmm.
That I 100% had never heard until I met you.
I don't know if it is a
Connecticut
thing or not.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, I guess maybe I like the red one.
Oh, really?
I like the red spatula. No, the scraper.
Oh, the red scraper. The yeah, red that scraper. One's nice.
I don't really like the red or blue ones. I don't know why God. We have continued to keep those.
We should throw them away. They're so sticky. Everything yeah. sticks to them. Why were they even made?
I don't know. I thought they were going to be real good because they were so yeah. thin.
Yeah.
But they did not. They did not turn out good.
Eggs are like, I love it. I'm just going to get all up in it and stay there forever. You want to clean it? Spend some time.
Okay, well, we should get rid of those.
That's
then.
Not what I want to hear.
Feel free
but the one
to
you got, I
from...
really like. It's good for the eggs. It's, I don't know where you got that one.
It's got
but...
the silicone on it.
Yeah, it's a silicon flipper. All right, my love. We've reached the 20-minute mark in our podcast, which means... yeah, silicone is the chemical compound, not the element. Which means we're going to talk about the most liked tweet of my timeline of the week. Is that okay?
I think you should maybe work on making that a smaller phrase.
We'll get there.
Okay.
Our top tweet of the week, like you did last week.
Yeah.
It's not my top tweet, though. It's just my most liked tweet.
Okay.
Lauren, and this was in my video I talked about. Lauren Lapka says, older siblings are the original influencers. When I was little, my brother said sausage pizza was gross, and I didn't eat it again for 20 years. And I quote tweeted this and said, my older brother thought it was a good idea to make video blogs. And people like that because they like how me and John are buds.
Brothers.
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 Brothers. You you like a lot of my tweets.
I like all of them, usually. I like all of them. I like the ones that aren't, like, blatantly...
promotional.
Promotional, for the most part.
Yeah. Did your brother trendset for you?
Oh, heck yes.
Oh, what did he trendset for you?
I stole his clothes.
Oh, wow.
So frequently.
And he was 7 years older than you and also different
a large
gender.
Boy, but it was the yeah. grunge time.
It was the grunge time.
He wasn't a large boy, but he was an adult man, basically.
He was a large boy.
I'm not going to go into specifics, but like I definitely like...
Stole his fashion sense?
No, his actual shirts. and wore them.
But because you thought they were cool. You thought his like what he wore was cool.
Yeah, some of it. Like, there were definitely things that he was into that I was like, too much. But then there were other things, and mostly musical things,
mm-hmm.
That I was like, yes, I will also be into that. Please, thank you. You know, he's 7 years older than me, so it was a lot of, I mean, it was just very unattainable.
Right.
I couldn't be anything like, or I couldn't be anything that he would ever be interested in.
Right. You would never be. Yeah.
No.
Right. Which that's not saying mean thing about
no,
your brother. It's just like
just
7
not,
years older.
I mean,
yeah.
A 7 years older and a girl. Mm-hmm. Not going to be close as kids. You know, we weren't super antagonistic to one another either though, so that was nice. I mean, I became aware of like the Grateful Dead
right.
and also 311, which don't at me.
There's nothing wrong with 311.
Okay, just don't. I don't want to get ats. That's why I'm saying I don't want to get ats about it.
You got me into 311. And I like 311. It hasn't stuck around in our lives as much as,
not as much.
Some other bands.
Yeah.
But
my brother also did have Flood.
Oh, did he?
Yes, and I did listen to his physical copy of that album.
Right.
I specifically remember listening to that album and being like, this is weird. Do I like this? And it didn't stick with me like at that point. But mm-hmm. when I got to college, it definitely came back and I was into it again.
Yeah. I remember being like, Catherine knows They May Be Giants songs.
Yes.
She's cool.
I have heard of them.
That's all it takes for me. Anybody who...
I still remember that. Listen to that. Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
The one about the bag of groceries.
Yeah.
I still remember listening to that song and being like, this is a weird song. This song is about not the normal things that songs are about.
So,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
And just being like, interesting.
So it's not about
Odd.
Like love or partying.
No, yeah.
Or heartbreak.
Right, yeah.
Or freak. Fucking.
I'm gonna gonna have to nick that one out. I said,
you're gonna have to nick it out. That's great. Nick's not even editing this podcast
yet.
So far I've left the curses in. I left the curses from last week. I'm not really going for the broadest appeal with this podcast.
All right. I guess the babies aren't going to listen to it. Cool babies.
Oh, cool babies can listen, but not kids. Oren can listen. All right. So we're on Tuesday now. And I'm
it gets
lighter as we go on because right. I go to Portland.
Okay.
And I'm subtweeting Neil deGrasse Tyson saying, if you think you can summarize what is and is not art in one tweet, you might not actually think that much about art.
Okay. I wondered if you were going to
open the curtain on that one.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa. That's the subbest of subtweets.
I think most people understood what was going on.
Subtweet. Because
NDGT tweet got a lot of play and a lot of criticism. I had two different friends write whole blog posts about it.
Yeah.
And
I bet they did.
And yeah. So, and his tweet got 60,000 likes. Bears repeating. Oh, Max Temkin's tweet about this was the best. He said, why are bears repeating this inane comment about art? Neil said, bears repeating. Creativity that satisfies and affirms your worldview is entertainment. Creativity that challenges and disrupts your worldview is art. And I don't, like, this is an interesting perspective, but it should not be said as if it is a fact.
Right? You don't. No, no one gets to decide.
Yeah,
what
I
art
mean,
is.
I like we had a class in college that was basically what is art, and it did not answer the question.
No,
and that's the whole point.
You
and then
answer
I had
question.
A lot of people respond to this tweet by trying to explain what art is in one tweet, and all of them were inadequate. As expected. I don't know why you thought that was a call out for me to tell you to do the impossible thing, people who tweeted at me.
Yeah. That's all right.
But that's okay.
It's fine. You got people thinking about art.
Right.
Hey.
I guess, but also I'm like, why do I gotta come at Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, I mean...
Because the last thing I want...
That one's on the list.
The last thing I want is to, like... He is infuriating sometimes, though.
Agreed. But it's the thing where you're like, are we working towards the same goals broadly?
Yeah, probably.
So should I be criticizing this person who is mostly on my team all of the time, usually?
Oh, I definitely think that I should criticize people that are on my team. 100%. I think that's part of the problem is that when we don't criticize people that are on our team, I tend to, when I'm friends with those people, let them know personally in direct messages or text messages.
I just feel like we like come at the people who are so close to us.
That is true.
Much more harshly a lot of the time. For some reason, because we're like,
yeah, why are you 90% of the way there and not all the way to where I am?
Yeah, we feel like way more let down when they don't get it the way we want them to get it or something. Mm-hmm.
That's
true. I just really hate that when we're like attack the people who are like, you know, broadly like on your side and working for the same things that you're working for and.
Which is why it shouldn't come as an attack. And this This was, I don't know what you would call this, but it's not quite an attack, but it's definitely snarky.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a subtweet.
Not really necessary.
Yeah.
Didn't add much to the...
And I've been trying to do more of like...
To the good conversation.
Here is how somebody who's not like you is going to hear what you have said.
Yeah.
And why that's going to do harm in the process of it doing good.
Yeah, which is... Where these next few tweets sort of head?
Yeah,
I
start to talk about gun control, because
you just can't help yourself.
Well, I think
it's
important.
Yeah.
So I just saw a speech that's going viral in conservative circles, arguing that mass shootings can be blamed on welfare, abortion, and quote various cultural changes that began in the '60s. The part where he said. various cultural changes that began in the 60s to me seemed so savvy and so upsetting.
Yep.
Because what people like him are going to hear when he says that is people who are like him, who are not racists, are going to think, we have become, like, our morals became lax. Drugs happened. And, like, inner cities happened. And, like, the sexual revolution happened. And birth control happened. And abortion happened. And all these things that led to the degrading of families. And what the racists are going to hear is segregation ended.
Yep.
And what the left is going to hear is the same thing. That this guy's racist, and he's saying that this all started when like the fabric of society was being held together by segregation, when that ended. And so they're going to come at him
for
being, so they're going to come at him for being a racist, and he's going to say, every time anybody on the right says anything, they're a racist. And all the, like, you know, vast majority of the middle on his side is going to be like, yeah, that seems unreasonable, because he was obviously talking about birth control and the sexual revolution and all of these
feminism.
Yeah, all of these things that and like his point was, and this was so upsetting, it was so deep, like infuriating, and I did everything I could not to be mad about it as I was tweeting it. What he was saying was, these changes, these government policies led to it becoming more likely that families would break up. So basically, government policies that led to the deterioration of families because it gave women the power to get out of families, that, like, to get out of marriages they didn't want to be in.
Right, right.
And thus, it created
more...
Because
there were social safety nets for them if they...
Right.
If
they could leave financially. Yeah. And thus... That
tragedy
led to more broken homes, and most mass shooters come from broken homes. And I was like, ah, how could anybody listen to that and think the solution to, like, I'm perfectly willing to say that this is a complicated thing that isn't just caused by guns. It's caused by lots of different things. It's caused by despair. It's caused by toxic masculinity. It's caused by the availability of guns. It's caused by lots of things. But I am not willing to say, well, the thing that we should put limits on is the rights of women to leave situations they want to leave. I didn't tweet any of that theory, and I think that's okay.
It's yes, I do too. I mean, just sitting through it right now next to you was
Are you okay?
I feel tired.
Do you feel stressed out, like I made the world worse?
No, not worse. Not, I mean, you,
or just made it look worse.
No, what you say can't make the world worse, but
oh yeah, it can.
I am tired.
Okay, we're gonna move on then. The next day, I started looking at some of the students from the school, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, and started reading some of their tweets and feeling good about it. And a fair amount of time had passed. It was starting to sort of drop off. And I felt like, now is a time when I feel more comfortable talking about this. When a little bit of time has passed and it's not the heatiest, hottest. And also maybe it needs support because it's not 100% in the news right now.
Yeah.
So I started to read their tweets and learn about them. And I've discovered several of these people are following me on Twitter, and have been. Like, some of them recently followed me, but some have been following me for a long, long time because they like Crash Course, and they like... And they like Vlogbrothers, and they like SciShow. And so I tweeted this, and a bunch of students said, like, hey, thanks for Crash Course, basically.
Yeah.
Which is what I mostly get from high school students.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, and that brings it home, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we are connected.
Yeah, and like
we are, more connected than we think we are, and...
And I'm like, it's hard to understand...
We're in Montana, they're in Florida, but like...
Yeah. And I do imagine my community as being, you know, I'm part of multiple communities, but one of the communities I'm part of is one that includes kids at that school.
Yeah.
And that's intense. And also teachers, which I got a tweet from a teacher.
Yeah.
Which is really nice, because I love teachers.
That's nice.
This next tweet that I'm reading is part of my imaginary
multi-million-dollar brand deal with PBS. I think that I'm just going to pretend like I have a multi-million-dollar brand deal with PBS and say nice things about them every damn day because they do so much good work. So that's my shout out to PBS for today.
Oh, good.
I like them so much.
Yeah.
I like Frontline, and I like NewsHour. Mm. I like PBS.
Yep.
I like Mr. Rogers and Sesame Street.
Me too.
And I like Daniel Tiger.
Yeah.
Catherine watches Mr. Rogers.
I watch Mr. Rogers with Oren, and he's like not interested at all, and I'm like crying. Because it's so sweet. So that's where we're at.
Yeah. He
sort of looks at it
right,
occasionally.
Right, because it's TV.
Like, it's
yeah.
just not.
He's not
a TV watcher right now, which is great.
Which is great.
He's very interested in other things.
All right, Catherine, it's been 40 minutes, which means it's time for our second segment of the show. Hank's untweeted tweets.
Oh, no. What?
So.
Why are we doing this?
I'm going to read you a tweet that I decided not to tweet from this week.
Okay. Sounds good.
I've only got one. So this only happened when I have something in my draft that I wrote, decided not to release. Here it is. Situations in which you can pee with the bathroom door open in public buildings, : That's the whole tweet. There aren't any. There are none. There are none of those situations. But I thought that the tweet was too confusing.
Yep, I was confused.
I could have just hit enter a bunch of times. Maybe that would have made it like make sense. So we have some construction happening in our office, and one of the construction workers did that.
No.
And these are like, they're not like bathrooms with stalls. They're like open, cavernous, empty.
Just went in there. It's just a hall. Like let it go?
Yeah.
Weird.
Standing up.
No. It,
not even in a urinal. Like he's not like leaning in. It's
no,
just like
I know.
At
it's just
the
a
toilet.
Oh, come on, dudes.
I don't know,
man. You know who would not do that?
Maybe it wasn't.
A woman?
Hey, maybe I'm thinking suddenly that it might not have been a construction worker. It may have been just a guy who walked into our office, which hasn't never happened.
Oh, good. Hasn't never happened.
We're downtown, you know.
Who noticed this?
Well, somebody told me, I don't know if it was Caitlin, but somebody saw it and was
so
we need to talk to Joe. Because they thought it was a construction.
Okay, but it didn't.
It may have just been a guy from off the street. Because, you know, you have to go to the bathroom, but close the door. But maybe he was real drunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes they pee on the building. I don't know what I'd prefer.
Which is worse? Which is better? Well, I mean, thank you for telling me that story. Didn't need to be tweeted.
Yeah, probably didn't need to be tweeted. Because then people would have been like, tell me the story, and I'd been like, I don't really want to. This next tweet is a retweet, which we don't do much of, but I really liked it, from my friend Ella, who says, my Google Slides glitched and it did this, and now I'm having an existential crisis. And one of her slides was, why do this? And then it got copied into every single one of her slides in the presentation.
The whole presentation.
So it's just like
just
one slide after another. Why do this? Why do this? Why do this?
Why do this?
Why do this?
Shoot.
Oh, God. If I, like, looked at that slide tree every morning, I don't know that I'd be able to do all the things I need to do. Oh,
come on, though. Why do this?
Why do that? I mean, there's lots of good reasons. Maybe I should ask myself why do this more. Why do I want to do this podcast, Catherine?
Yeah, why do this?
Because I like
Hank,
to talk to you.
Why do this?
About your brother. And about...
Oh.
And about...
I guess we did talk about my brother.
Guns and about spatulas and all of it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's how you know you got a good partner. You could talk about all of it.
Guns and spatulas.
Spatulas to guns. And your cat sits on the floor and stares at
Why?
You.
Why? We fed you twice.
She missed us. We've been gone.
Do you want to come up?
Yeah.
You can come up. Big eyes. She's like, play with me.
Oh.
Oh, hey, sweetie. Came up.
I could come sit on you, okay?
Be careful with my computer because it's recording a podcast right now.
Yeah.
All right. you want to, here's our least good tweet of the week, Catherine.
I'm really not excited about this, and I wish that it hadn't happened.
What's it called when you retweet with a comment, and then I did it like this? I commented on that tweet. I mean, I guess it's called retweeting with a comment, but it feels like there should be some snappy social media lingo for it. And then Matt Gatos tweeted me a picture, a screenshot, where it says, would you like, it's the retweet or quote tweet or cancel button when you hit retweet.
Yeah.
It's called quote tweeting.
Yeah.
And I did not. This was while we were in Portland. And
was it?
It was. Yes. It okay. was. Yes. It was after we had just gotten there and I was sleepy. And I should have been sleeping, honestly.
Also, you were sick. Quite sick.
Oh, yeah. I got very sick.
And you forgot to mention that.
Yeah, that's so like...
You didn't really do much.
I didn't tweet a bunch on those days because I got very sick. I got a weird intestinal bug that was a brief but unpleasant experience.
Yeah, it was very stressful.
And then like, and that meant I had to make my Vlogbrothers video while I was in Portland, which I didn't want to do because my parents were there and I didn't want to waste time when I could have been hanging out with them, but... I did it.
It happened.
We did it pretty fast.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. And so I just tweeted that picture that Matthew sent me, and I said, I may need a nap.
Because it was, you were backed up.
And I think it's good to show my fallibility, I guess. But let's show what this person had to say. So then my original thing, I did recognize to the world that I had been a dummy, but this first tweet got shared a bunch by people who thought I was being a dum-dum, which I was.
Yeah.
And one of them wrote to me, a quote, you dumb fuck. And then I wrote back to that person.
D-U-M-F-U-Q.
D-U-M-F-U-Q.
Because that makes it cuter.
I guess, maybe, I'm not sure. I don't know the lingo of this person's world. I don't know what world they're from. Like, looking at the picture and the hashtag in the name, it doesn't seem like we have a lot in common. Like, I don't know what that... What is she calling out?
Like,
she's talking about something called AG4. Ariana Grande's new album is what that is. So don't... If
so
you would...
So the overlap there is just Drag Race.
Probably. Maybe.
Maybe so not for, even.
If you're going to not, like, my request, my plea is do not act at this person. Do not come for them. But I do want to tell this story because it was funny. I replied to her. I said, geez, mean.
Yeah.
Because I felt like that was mean. And she said, I didn't mean to be mean, lol. And I don't know, maybe a quote, you dumb fuck, like in her world, in the area, in the AG4 fandom. Or whatever it is. Maybe that's a cute way of saying, don't be a dummy.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
Don't, yeah, a quote, you dummy. Maybe that's what that means. But it, to me, it felt a little bit mean.
A little more aggressive than necessary.
I didn't mean to be mean. So then my Vlogbrothers video comes out. And I talk briefly about Chumbawamba. And how I didn't think that if John had brought Chumbawamba into my life, that I would have had the same decades-long love affair with him that I had with MMP Giants. My friend Valerie, who we have talked about previously on the one episode of this podcast, said...
We will always talk
There will
about
always be
Valerie,
one Valerie
apparently.
Tweet. For some reason, I'm offended about your statements about Chumbawamba, even though I only know Tub Thumping, but from that song alone, I can imagine they must own. And then I said, I have already apologized, which I did immediately in my video.
Yeah.
I offhandedly criticized Chumbawamba, and then I said, I apologized both to Chumbawamba fans and to Chumbawamba. So I had previously apologized, but then I watched a 20-minute video on the history of Chumbawamba, and it was fascinating. And they were around for 30 years, 15 years before Tub Thumping, 15 years after Tub Thumping, a very weird band.
Wow.
It was called One Hit Wonderland. Just look it up if you want to watch it. And super weird. Very weird.
Hank is so excited about this. He has spit on me for the last minute.
I spat on Catherine more than once.
Several times during the discussion of the Chumbawamba situation. So go rectify the Chumbawamba situation in your brain.
There's a situation in your brain called the Chumbawamba situation.
You have a Chumbawamba situation. It can only be fixed by watching One Hit Wonderland. Find the link to it in Hank Green's tweets at Hank Green on Twitter.
Thanks for the promo, babe. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you any more about the history of Chumbawamba because it's good. I didn't put this tweet in my feed.
That's fine.
Okay.
You did leave out some of my favorite ones,
though. Okay. Is there anything you want to include?
Well, you skipped, you quote tweeted.
I quote tweeted.
The Philadelphia Zoo talking about how gorillas occasionally walk on two legs. But Louis, the gorilla at the Philadelphia Zoo, possibly Louis, hard to say. Can often be seen walking bipedal when his hands are full or when the ground is muddy. And then you said Lewis doesn't like muddy apples because Lewis is a gentleman. And that made me lol.
Well, I think maybe the funny ones should be performed by you because that would just sound like me bragging about my own joke.
Yeah, I'll just read your jokes. I also like the ones about the pigeon. You didn't bring up the pigeon.
I didn't bring up the pigeon. We have a pigeon problem at the house.
There's a pigeon situation, guys. We built this house, and we built some very enticing pigeon perches.
What were we thinking?
I don't know. We didn't... No one warned us. I've never built a house before. They should know. So anyway, there's pigeons that are...
Both sides, all around.
Found our house this
everywhere
this spring and are like, oh, perfect. I'm going to perform my pigeon
rituals
here and performance art.
My pigeon performance art. It's God's called. I call this one sticks and shit.
I make my real weird art sculptures/nests out of terrible sticks I found and my own poop and probably some spit, and then I try to raise babies out of them
and fail.
Probably I fail a bunch of times. The problem with pigeons is they never stop laying eggs.
No,
so like
they just...
It's not like they do one egg and then they go away. You got them.
Yeah.
You got pigeons? You got them.
And then it gets cold, and you know what happens? Is like
dead
that
pigeons.
That pigeon that was hanging out there that like wasn't quite adult yet is like, nope, that one's not going to happen.
Then you got like dead baby pigeons on your roof. So we're going to get rid of the pigeons, but not in any sort of mean way. We're just going to do the, you know, predator exclusion thing. Predator?
Yeah, the pigeons are predators. They prey upon your soul. That's the noise
that they're making. That is they're like...
Can I do the noise? Can I do the... I think that it was laying an egg, and I believe I referred to it as a dentist drill with norovirus.
So it's very evocative.
So let me... It did well-ish.
Very evocative.
997.
Yeah, not your best tweet ever.
I guess.
But
it was like,
for like minutes,
and like it's in your brain. It was so close. Like this is a new house. It's got tight seals. Like the windows are double pane with a vacuum in between them, and it was just like so loud. I could feel it in my teeth.
That was like one of the days you weren't feeling very well either. God. So you were in the bed.
Yeah, I was stuck there. I was just laying in bed.
The pigeon was sympathizing with your pain.
Yeah, again, I was like, you're right, pigeon, that does make me feel better. The thing I've always said about that noise is that it makes you feel better by taking other people's joy away.
Yeah, because you're like, and everyone around you is like, why?
But
why?
It makes you feel better.
I do. Try it sometime. It's great.
Anyway.
I wanted to go back and laugh at the lols.
That's good. Yeah, thank you.
Y'all.
You should be in charge of my funny tweets.
All right. I'll be in charge of your funny tweets next time.
This
when
is a
I
good one.
I have a little more time.
Can you read this funny tweet?
Yeah. This is so good. Oren was just hanging out with a bunch of friends, and he started singing, bye-bye, sleep, bye-bye, and it was adorable.
It's not so, singing, signing.
I know. That's yeah. just my accent, oh, okay. because I'm...
My accent, my cold accent.
Yeah. And it was adorable, and so I took him to his room, and now he is energetically playing by himself. Clever baby.
Yeah.
I mean, he started doing that, too, when you, like, take him up to bed, and he's like, I'm not sure I want to go to sleep now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm ready.
Yeah, he's like, I was very sleepy when we were getting ready downstairs, but now, I don't know, but now maybe we...
Maybe I don't want to go to sleep now.
And I want to enjoy life a little longer.
Yeah.
It was very cute when I got him. He was so sleepy. He would do every sleep sign that he has.
Yeah.
And like, bye-bye, and we were like, are you sleepy? And he was like, signing yes, and pointing at the door, and it's just like, he's just like, I'm done with this.
This whole scene.
Which is...
He does often, though, like, if there's a lot of stuff going on in a space, he'll just, like, go upstairs and play by himself, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he's an introvert, I think, because he likes to be by himself.
Yeah.
And even when it's just, like, me or his nanny, he's like... You stay over there, and I'll be over here doing my thing. That's great.
I like this. This was the top response from Sarah. Said, bye-bye, sleep, bye-bye is Oren speak for, okay, that's enough of this.
Yeah. Yeah. He's done. Like, at his birthday party, there were a whole bunch of people here, and he just went and climbed up the stairs and played by himself in his room for
a
while.
He climbed right up the stairs.
You weren't here, so what do you know?
Well, because you told me about it, and you texted me a picture of him playing by himself during his birthday party, and it was very cute.
Okay.
Thank you for doing that. All right. This is our last tweet of the week. So this is from earlier today. When I was really little, I assumed that everyone's opinion was correct because I'd only been exposed to, like, three opinions. Then later, I started to realize that some people might be wrong about stuff. But I've always had a few people that I see as touchstones. Folks who I kind of feel like have fairly infallible opinions. Like, if they say something I disagree with, I need to spend a long time thinking about whether I'm actually wrong. Picking the right people to be those touchstones, or lucking into the right ones, because I think it's really hard to choose intentionally, is one of the most important pieces of what has made me me. So thanks to those people. And I've been trying to figure out a way to tweet that for like a week. Because it's sort of about the video that I made on Vlogbrothers this week, which is about like John helping me figure out what's good in the world.
Right. The way that siblings and family members do when they're like the only people you know.
And that's like, they're yeah. And there are those people, that, and they like have a ton of power, and so I don't want to tell any of them who they are.
Okay. I was curious. You tell me later.
Yeah.
I'm not one of them.
Yes, you are.
Oh, okay.
Of course you are.
Okay.
I'm on a list, guys. Yeah, but there are some who are a bit of a surprise. I bet you wouldn't be surprised, but they might. They would definitely be surprised.
The audience?
No, the people themselves.
Oh. Okay.
And I think it's just like sort of, and I don't know where it comes from. Like it isn't absolute or anything.
What?
That like every opinion they have is correct.
Oh, okay.
But like, I kind of think about who they, like, I even like sometimes will be like, when I'm making a decision, I'll be like, what would that person think about this?
Right.
And some people tweeted to say like, that's Jesus for them, which was a really interesting thing.
Sure.
And like, I don't know that it's not Jesus for me. Like, he seems like a pretty cool guy. It's not. I don't really check in with what Jesus would do. But I'd think about Mr. Rogers a lot.
Sure.
He's not around for me to, like, actually ask.
No.
Thank goodness. It's a terrible thing to say. But there are times when I'm like, I'm really glad Mr. Rogers isn't around to see this.
I've had this talk with you before.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that is my opinion.
That was the thing that you said to me. I have... Well, you are one of the list. So I just incorporate it absolutely and blindly. And it isn't, it is also things that, like, what's cool.
Yeah.
So it's both, like, making decisions, but also, like, I have kind of messed up ideas about what's cool that I think are just completely objectively true. And then people are like, no, Hank, you cannot make a conference about that because only 30 people are into it.
Yeah. But they're the right people.
But they're the right people.
Yeah.
So that's my Twitter feed from the week. Not the whole thing, but a cursory glance. A little bit of what happened last week, if you can remember.
The highs and lows?
Yeah. Some of the good, some of the bads. We went to Portland, and whatever was happening in the news kind of fell to the side, and yeah, probably that isn't the end of the world.
We actually took a little tiny vacation.
We did.
It almost didn't happen because Hank was sick, and I got sick on it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But Oren didn't get sick, which was the real concern.
Thank God.
She's opening up the nest so she can look at the baby.
I gotta look at him.
Oh, he looks so good.
Oh, God. He's so good.
He looks good.
Oh, my God. He looks great. Look at him. Oh.
Oh, he moved. Catherine, do you have anything to say about my Twitter feed? Do you have anything you'd like me to delete? Or any fails that I have made?
I think the NDGT
subtweet, the subtweet
was not a necessary act.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was certainly other people doing it.
I don't know that it... Right. And I don't know that it needed to come from you. And I don't know that, like...
It's not like I'm an expert on art either.
Exactly.
Also, yeah.
Like, you're not... You're like,
but I'm
the authority on art.
Hank Green.
Of the Green family.
I'm not even the authority on art in the room. But like, I am a science communicator, so maybe it's good to have it come from but like, he doesn't give a shit about what I think, to be clear.
No.
I don't think anyway. But that is a thing that I think sometimes people get extra flamey because they don't think that the other person's going to see it,
yeah.
Or they don't think that they have any power compared to them. And I do feel that way compared to Neil deGrasse Tyson, but maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should think of myself as being more on par with him in terms... Like, he's obviously got a much broader reach than me and a much sort of like more storied career and better voice because, oh my God, his voice is amazing. But I don't know. He also seems like the kind of guy who isn't going to get fazed by this. By Twitter coming at him.
I think he has a fairly healthy ego.
Yeah, but in general, I feel like I feel like sometimes we think that we can't hurt someone.
Right.
And so we come at full volume, and that puts them strongly on the defensive and does not lead to progress.
Yeah.
So turn the volume down. Occasionally. All right. I agree with you,
Catherine.
We don't
need to be at 11 every day. Every tweet.
We don't need to be at 11 every tweet.
Yeah. I mean...
And then we end by looking at Catherine's Twitter.
Oh, Bud's going to be real boring, you guys. I don't think I did a damn thing this week.
That's not true, Catherine. You tweeted 2 times.
Oh, well...
You tweeted, I guess I have a podcast now, with no punctuation or capitalization. Which is very, very millennial speak of
That's
you.
That's right. I know how to do this.
I guess I have a podcast now. And then you replied to somebody who said 2018 in one sentence.
Yeah.
You said, right? It just seems so inevitable.
Yeah. It's
good,
like,
Twitter,
you just gotta, like, let the tide of, what do you call it? Progress just wash you along and it's inevitability.
Yeah. You are in the river.
Here it comes.
You are in a podcast.
You gonna enjoy the ride, I guess.
Give me a tube.
Yeah.
For this river of progress.
I want to be on this tube.
Can I get one of Ace Hardware?
Can I get a fancy one that looks like a flamingo or a donut?
I don't like one that I can put my Mike's Hard Lemonade in with, like, a cup holder.
Cup holder. Yeah. I bet those flamingo or donut-shaped ones have cup holders in them.
I bet they do.
If they don't, you could just get a koozie that, like, straps around your neck.
like a necklace? Like a koozie necklace?
It has a koozie with a lanyard attached to it.
Or just a chain. Like a faux gold chain. That'd be amazing.
Does that exist?
Like a Mr. T gold chain with a koozie on it. If it doesn't exist, we just became thousandaires. Koozie necklace. Koozie necklace. It already exists. It's called the Bev Yoke.
Oh, God.
The Bev Yoke.
That's not. Really?
Yeah. What do you mean, really?
Custom neoprene koozie with strap.
Custom neoprene koozie with strap.
Yeah.
The Bev Yoke beverage holder. There's no pictures of people wearing it, which makes me unhappy. Here's one that holds a wine glass, which has to just be a novelty item for bachelorette parties, and only that.
No, it's for potlucks and barbecues.
Does it say?
Because you got your drink, and now the food's ready, and you gotta go get your food, and you need two hands, because you have to hold your plate in one hand, and you have to put things on your plate in the other hand. And meanwhile, your drink, what do you do with it?
You know, Catherine, I think you're right. I think I'm going to get a bunch of these in bulk, and I'm going to put DFTBA on the side of them, or DFTB is for beverage. Don't forget your beverage, everyone, or whatever. And then it's going
to
be...
Don't forget to beverage, awesome.
And then...
Because totally,
we're
though, right?
Sell
like
so
you,
many.
You put your cup down. And
yeah.
Also, like, if everyone's wine glass looks the same...
Right, you're not
you
gonna get confused.
You put your wine glass down, you're like,
I don't know
which one is mine.
Everybody's having reds.
Let's lick each other's mouths, because essentially...
It just happened anyway.
But if everybody's got their own...
That's right.
Stem strap.
What's it? Yeah, stem strap is what it's called.
And,
that's a terrible name.
And or koozie necklace.
Bev
like,
yoke.
You just put your... junk right in there, then it's on you.
This is a thing that exists in a number of different colors.
Well, I've just convinced myself that it's the best idea that's ever happened, so I think we should get some.
We don't even drink wine.
We don't. I don't necessarily need this iteration of it, but like,
right.
Can I put a different cup in there?
Like, I don't know. The thing about it is that it like works really well with a wine glass. So just drink your Coke out of a wine glass, which is a thing I tweeted about this week.
It is also a thing you tweeted about.
And I
this
didn't
week.
Bring it up in the Twitter podcast. No, wasn't that good?
Not important. I liked the picture though. I liked that it had a picture associated with it. I think you could do that a little bit more. Since you don't really Instagram or...
I don't care about Instagram or Facebook. I'm so bad at social media.
I like a visual component
mm-hmm.
to a twit.
To a twit. All right. I'll take that under advisement. Hey, Catherine. Thanks for making a podcast with me.
Hey, we did it again. You guys... Oops.
Podcast is edited by me. It stars me and my wife, Catherine.
That's me.
Goodbye.
See ya next time.